Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Dr. R. Kirby Godse, president of Mercer University, wrote a book with the title, When We Talk About God, Let's Be Honest. The Southern Baptist Convention soundly condemned Dr. Godse's book and removed it from the shelves of all 69 Baptist bookstores. Dr. Godse does not write well and reasons even worse. He affirms, for example, that Christianity is not a set of doctrines. Jesus enables us to break out of the catacombs of doctrine and trust in God's presence in our lives. Page 9 of the introduction. If Dr. Godse had said, Christianity is not just a set of doctrines, most of us probably would have agreed with him. Besides, how could he affirm that Jesus enables us to break out of the catacombs of doctrine when he constantly emphasized doctrine? The word doctrine, didache in the Greek, is used of Jesus 12 times in the gospel records. One example will have to suffice. Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If any man will to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. John 7, 16 and 17. Is Jesus saying that he had doctrine and that it came from God? One of the most arrogant statements in Dr. Godse's book is as follows. Doctrinal soundness is arrogant theological nonsense. Page 17. Do you know how Matthew, Mark, and Luke describe what Jesus taught? And it came to pass when Jesus ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Matthew 7:28, Mark 1:22, Luke 4:32. Was Jesus concerned about doctrinal soundness? But not only was Jesus devoted to sound doctrine, he was also concerned about the soundness of apostolic preaching. Luke makes this statement about the early Christians. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2:42. A different Greek word, didaskalia, is used in the following verses from Titus. But it is basically the same as didache, the word we have been examining. Paul charged Titus, But speak the things which become sound doctrine. Titus 2:1. Was Paul being arrogant and encouraging Titus to be arrogant when he urged him to speak the things which become sound doctrine? How can any man claim to be a Christian and attack the Bible so viciously? Paul wanted Titus to teach young men to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, that cannot be condemned. Titus 2:6-8. We can now appreciate what Paul told the Colossians. Christ is in you, and that is the hope of glory. Whom, that is Christ, we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom. Colossians 1:27-28. Incidentally, the word teaching is from the family of Greek words which are rendered doctrine. The Greek verb for teach is didasko, and is used 97 times in the New Testament. Now let me ask you a few questions about teaching or doctrine. Does it make any difference what people are taught about the gospel? If they are taught, for example, that Jesus never became a man, but just looked like one, would that really matter? Can a man be a faithful Christian and not believe sound doctrine concerning Christ? Does the doctrine we teach about becoming a Christian and remaining a Christian have any bearing on men's and women's salvation? We are to teach every man in all wisdom, and that includes teaching exactly what the Bible says on every topic. Thank you, and may God bless you.